13 degrees in Melbourne with a chance of drizzle. It's midday. Good afternoon. Sabrina Woodward and Anthony Pioverson with the RMIT News. Australian journalist Peter Grester says he could still be convicted with terrorism charges in Egypt. Despite being on home soil, he is still being named in his colleague's retrial and could be convicted if he fails to front those hearings. Grester has offered to give evidence via video link to avoid conviction.
Parents of a toddler who died in government care are demanding increased scrutiny of the foster care system. Zara Hastie reports.
22-month-old Braxton Lewin Slager drowned while in temporary foster care in September last year. An inquest launched into the child's death will see photographs of the boy's foster home, which an autopsy report called unfit for young foster children. Parents Vanessa Lewin and Johnny Slager told 7:30 their son should have never been placed in the home.
It was the worst day of my life. I never imagined I'd have to bury my child.
The Department of Family and Community Services declined to comment while the matter is before the coroner. This has been Zara Hastie for RMIT.
Public transport infrastructure will receive more funding in a bid to ease Australia's worsening road congestion. The federal government will launch the Infrastructure Australia audit next week in an effort to trigger necessary reforms. The report warns congestion will threaten economic growth and living standards, which could cause Australia $53 billion by 2031.
Banks and financial institutions are warning customers to carefully check their PayPal transactions after the online payment system mistakenly double-billed thousands of people. All banks and financial services that accept payment through PayPal have been affected. PayPal has apologised for the error, saying customers will receive a refund within 24 to 72 hours.
Australia's universities have dropped to 10th place in a new ranking of national higher education systems. Global Research Network, Universitas 21, said the comparatively poor amount of government funding for universities is what dragged the overall placing down. The level of government funding in Australia was ranked the sixth lowest of all 50 countries. Universities in the US held the top spot, while Switzerland jumped to second place from sixth place.
Investigators are urging consumers to check their washing machine models after 179 fire incidents were reported. Samsung issued multiple alerts since they first recalled the six faulty models, but only 42% were reported and fixed. Fair Trading Minister Anthony Roberts says the malfunctioning models will affect more consumers than ever before.
This is arguably one of the largest recalls we've seen for a home electrical appliance probably in our history.
Consumers who are concerned about their machine should contact Samsung's product safety hotline.
The Indonesian government has rebuked Australia for refusing to help more than 7,000 Rohingya refugees stranded at sea. Indonesia says Australia has the obligation to help asylum seekers as they are a signatory to the UN Refugee Convention. Prime Minister Tony Abbott says Australia will not resettle any of the refugees and that it's up to Myanmar to resolve the crisis.
We've given an additional $6 million to help with issues inside Burma, but we will never, ever do anything that will encourage people smuggling.
A key Pentagon advisor is warning breakthroughs in drone warfare may outdate Australia's next fleet of submarines. The federal government plans to build a fleet of 12 new submarines, thought to be worth tens of billions of dollars. Former US military naval advisor and submarine expert Brian Clark says he has not been in contact with government officials.
I don't know yet whether the Australian government's looking at this trend, but they certainly should, and I've certainly been in contact with the US government.
Ireland will vote in a historic referendum on same-sex marriage today. If Ireland votes yes, it will become the first country in the world to legalise gay marriage by popular vote. Early polls indicate 70% of the public support same-sex marriage, but results have tightened within the past few days. Ireland's Prime Minister, Enda Kenny, has lent his support, saying voters should vote for equality.
Tomorrow is about removing inequality. It is about opening the doors to people to say yes.
The 27 acts for the 2015 Eurovision Song Contest Grand Finale have been confirmed, with Australia's own Guy Sebastian coming in 21st, singing his hot song, Tonight Again. Sebastian has been battling a cold this week, but remains confident he will recover for the grand finale this weekend. The event will air on SBS at 7:30 this Sunday night.
And now for sports with Sarah Ormsby.
In soccer news, the Matildas defeated Vietnam 11-0 at Sydney's Kogarah Oval last night in the Women's World Cup warm-up tournament. Striker Michelle Heyman produced a hat-trick in the first half of the match, with Australia scoring 8 goals in the first half hour. The Parramatta Eels have been fined more than $500,000 and could lose premiership points for repeated breaches of the NRL salary cap. NRL Chief Executive David Smith said the salary cap is in place to ensure fairness in the competition.
We will not let any individual or club undermine that, and that's on behalf of our fans.
To AFL, Geelong take on Carlton at Etihad Stadium tonight. Geelong welcomes back their trio of stars Tom Hawkins, Andrew Mackie and James Kelly, with Carlton also making 4 inclusions.
They will reach a maximum of 15 with a slight chance of rain this afternoon. Tomorrow will be a sunny 16 and similar conditions Sunday with a top of 17. Right now in Melbourne, it's 13 degrees. This has been RMIT News with Anthony Piovesan and Sabrina Woodward.